so I was at Kitty Vitty's, just shooting ducks and things. And then I saw a bird fly in. I didn't know what it was first, but then I found it after it was a gaw with a plastic bag around his foot and toe, and I was like acting like a parachute. So I thought that was kind of, well, disturbing in itself. So anyway, I took my camera, my big 500mm lens, and took a picture. But when I came next, I wouldn't expect anything, so I saw a big juvenile bald eagle take off and basically chase the poor guy down. And so I caught up with him. I tried to see if I could get there and help him freeze the plastic off his foot. But when I caught up with him, the bald eagle was actually having a fight down by the water at the bottom of the lake there in Kitty Vitty. So when I got down there, I got some pictures, and it was kind of ironic because the bag that kind of put him, I guess, in the mess actually is what saved him, because when he landed in the water, the actual bag filled up with water, and then the actual eagle couldn't get the actual bird and the bag of water up in the sky. So basically, you had to let the bird go. So then after that, the bald eagle went over on the ice and kind of looked down, waiting for the bird to try to fly again. But happily, this time, is that the bird actually got away. It was able to free his foot from the plastic bag, and then he flew off. So this time, at least, it was a happy ending, but it was pretty disturbing there for a while. I thought for sure the bald eagle was going to be, having a lunch there, unfortunately. But
how dramatic. And you watched all this unfold.
Yeah, I got a series of pictures there, too. They got on my website and stuff. And yeah, you can see, like I said, the bird trying to get away, and the big bald eagle probably 3 sizes or 4 sizes bigger than the gall itself. So it was just a baby gall, like a mature Iceland gall, I believe it was.
Quite dramatic, and it's not the first time we've seen something like this. Not too long ago, there were calls on Facebook, I know, to help out a cormorant that had become entangled in some old fishing gear down around the Narrows. So have you seen much of this before, as somebody who, you know, observes birds and that sort of thing?
Yeah, like I said, I see it, unfortunately, too often. I travel around the province, even my photo tour, so different places in the province, I do see different types of plastics. So I know bags is a big thing, and we're going to be eliminating them, which is good, but other things too, like even single-use plastic items, like knit or anything, is always a problem, right? So, you know, anything we could do to kind of reduce that or eliminate it is a better sort of thing.
Mike Windsor, thanks for sharing your story with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And like I said, hopefully everything makes a difference.